5 days on the water, and I told my son I was going to meet him in Mobile at 5 o'clock on Sunday. And so I said, like, I was in a car, and that was my mistake. I should have said, you know what, Mother Nature, bad weather, boat, Max, I'll be a little late. But I said, hey, I said to him, no, I told my kid I was going to be there. I'll be fine with the weather. So I take off, and coming out of Dustin Pass is always a challenge.
Yeah.
Very choppy. So I was hitting the rips, and I'm like, this just must be coming out of the pass. But I was 2 miles out, and it was still very rough. And it was night, so waves are silent. I had no idea this triple, they call it, the Three Sisters, was about to hit me. And the first one knocked me right off my seat onto my back up against that rail.
Wow.
The second one I grabbed hold of the boom. And then my sails were down at the time, so I'm hanging on to the boom. The third one knocked me right off the boat. And because I'm a solo sailor, I was tied to the boat with a life vest. And I was easy 2 miles out. So I tried for 2 miles, probably an hour, to get myself back on the boat, but a wave would hammer me every time. I mean, I had my chin on the rail at one time, trying to get up with my chin.
Wow,
I mean, this morning, every bone, every muscle in my body was sore, but I'm still out here shoveling. And so when we ran aground, I ran aground with her right under the keel, and I was like, oh my God, the ride's over. Man. And then I was like, oh shit, we're aground. So I tried to push back off, and I was really close. But I was exhausted already. And so I crawled in my cabin with a blanket and cried myself to sleep. And for a couple hours, I woke up, I went to the highway, and it was still raining. This is now Sunday morning, pouring rain, and a security guy in a Mustang picked me up and took me to the Tom Thumb. I tried charging my phone, but it had been damaged, and my phone was dead. So I walked to Suites and Inns, Crystal Coast Inns and Suites.
Okay.
Sophia is the receptionist. So I was rattled. I was in foul weather gear. I was shaking. I was pale. She said, "You're gonna be okay." I said, "You wouldn't happen to have a room?" She said, "I do." I said, "Could I maybe check in it now and not wait till 3 o'clock? This is 7 o'clock in the morning." She said, "Of course you can." And so then I am a CTO member. We're trying to work out the details. But while we're working it out, I'm gonna stay busy and do what I can. Everything I do will make it easier for CTO. I'm not bad mouthing CTO. They do a good job. They help a lot of people. But I'm trying to resolve this with low investment as possible. While I was struggling, I didn't even realize it was Mother's Day, and I lost my ma a year ago.
Oh man!
And she told me, I saw her, she looked right at me. She said, "What are you doing? You know, this is not your time." And I didn't even have an idea what was Mother's Day. And this is not your time. She said, "You know, go take care of business." And I landed right under the keel of my boat.
So you never made it back in a boat before you
never
grounded.
Made it back in the boat before I grounded.
So there's nothing wrong with your motor or anything.
The motor's fine. My motor is starting to pull. I took my rudder off today. I mean, 10 guys on a high tide, and we could push this thing in.
Yeah.